What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It is Wednesday, September 16th, 2020, middle of the weekday, hump day, starting that long, slow glide down to Powhatan, a Friday, and another crazy weekend, followed by another even crazier week here. We have a lot to talk about today. We're going to do news for a while, then we're going to open up the phone lines for your comments, questions, observations, and opinions. Mike is in our control room, twiddling the dials and keeping us out of trouble. So let's get right on into it. Right now, Hurricane Sally, well, actually, it's down to a tropical storm, but it had strengthened back to a Cat 2 when it made landfall on the Gulf Coast. Right now, they're saying it's 70-mile-an-hour winds, 100-mile-an-hour gusts, and it's moving north-northeast at about 5 miles an hour. It's going to basically swing eastward through the northern part of Georgia and into the Carolinas. And they're predicting catastrophic flooding. Apparently, 500,000 people are already without electricity from all the branches blown down on the power lines from all the wind and everything. Earlier today, there was a standoff in Linwood, California, where they had tracked a carjacker into a home, and they suspected initially that it might be, the suspect might be linked to Saturday night's shooting of the two deputies. But unfortunately, when the standoff ended, they decided that no, he wasn't. So it was a little bit of a false alarm there. The suspect in the shooting of the two deputies is still at large. The reward is now up to $200,000 for information on his whereabouts, assuming he's not in a shallow grave someplace out in the desert. Meanwhile, somebody set up a GoFundMe page to help the two LA deputies, and they've raised more than $318,000 so far. All righty. Now, they finally got a suspect in custody after that drive-by shooting in Phoenix that wounded the officer outside the federal courthouse, and they've taken him into custody. So we'll find out what's going on over there. All righty, getting on over to the wildfires, and believe it or not, the haze and smoke is over us here in Indiana. It was even on the radio this morning saying, don't worry because the smoke is way up high, several thousand feet in the atmosphere, and it's not down on the ground, so you're not breathing it. And the wildfires are going to get worse, and the finger of blame is being pointed at the Clinton administration. This is coming from WorldNet Daily. Former President Bill Clinton made a significant change to federal land management nearly 30 years ago that created the conditions necessary for massive wildfires to consume portions of the West Coast, according to one fire expert who predicted the problem years ago. Shortly before leaving office in 2001, Clinton limited the ability of the United States Forest Service to thin out a dense thicket of foliage and downed trees on federal land to bring the West into what was called a pristine state. Bob Zybak, an experienced forester with a PhD in environmental science, in an interview with the Daily Caller, said the former president's decision created a ticking time bomb. Facebook has announced they're going to remove all posts alleging the Oregon fires were started by certain groups. This despite the fact that there have been several arrests for arson. And like we had that video yesterday on the main page, a Zoom meeting of the Klamath County commissioners, in which they say, yeah, there are extremists stockpiling gas cans to maximize the damage here. Turning to our political scene here, Joe Biden had a little bit of a gaffe here. Joe Biden debuted his speech to kick off Hispanic Heritage Month by playing a popular Spanish language song, Despacito, which means slowly. And he got mocked for it. The entire title of the song is I Want to Breathe Your Neck Slowly. And his campaign admitted he's got some work to do with Latino voters. And they were very upset by his choice of tunes here. Great moments in magical thinking. Biden is out there promising fewer fires, floods, and hurricanes if he wins the presidency. Joe, you're running for president, not God. Amazing what that guy is out there. Joe Biden slips up during the campaign speech Tuesday. Democratic nominee for President Joe Biden seemed to forget who was running for what, referring to his ticket as the Harris-Biden administration. Biden made the slip up in Tampa, Florida, while attempting to attract Latino voters and military members disappointed with President Trump. It makes it so much harder for military spouses to find good jobs and build their careers, Biden said. That has to change. A Harris-Biden administration is going to relaunch that effort and keep pushing further to make it easier for military spouses and veterans to find meaningful careers. This only a few days after Kamala Harris made a similar gaffe and referred to the Harris administration regarding her economic policies. So President Donald Trump questioned why former Vice President Joe Biden used the term Harris-Biden to describe his presidential ticket. Harris, who he today, and Harris-Biden because he thinks she's president. Someday you'll have to explain that one to me. Well, I think what's going on is that everybody pretty much understands that Biden is really not suited for the Oval Office. And if by hook or by crook, mostly by crook, he wins in November, that he is expected to step down almost immediately. So the question you want to ask yourself is, do you want Trump or Kamala Harris as president? Joe Biden is out of the equation at this point. It's pretty obvious. So you have to, when you're deciding who you're going to vote for, realizing that you're voting either for Trump or for Kamala Harris. And remember, Kamala Harris did not do very well in the primaries. She's not popular among Democrats here. So Trump commented on Biden's statement during a town hall with ABC News anchor George Stephanopoulos on Tuesday evening. All righty. Now, Biden is gearing up to contest the election. He's creating a new legal team of former solicitors general and hundreds of lawyers in preparation for battles over how people will vote, how ballots will be counted during the coronavirus pandemic, and any challenges to the vote on election day. This is going to be Florida 2000 all over again. It's going to wind up in the Supreme Court. Wayne Dupre is out there saying Kamala Harris administration gaffe has revealed the Democrats' true plans. The left-wing VP candidate might try to dismiss it as a slip of the tongue, but her comment shows what the real scheme is, that she replaces Joe Biden shortly after the election. And I see the hand of Hillary behind it all. Whether it was a slip of the tongue or a Freudian slip by Kamala Harris when she mentioned a Harris administration during a Q&A yesterday, her answer raised eyebrows. It gave legs to the reason why critics of Joe Biden will forever call the Democratic presidential candidate a puppet leader until Election Day. Harris quickly corrected herself using the term, but it didn't appease Trump supporters. Harris has been repeatedly associated with being nothing more than a Trojan horse for the radical left. By the way, a listener called in and corrected me. It's Clackamas County, not Klamath County, where that commissioner's Zoom meeting talks about the gas cans being stockpiled here. Okay, over in the House, GOP Congressman Andy Biggs from Arizona has just filed a petition asking for the indictment and removal of Nancy Pelosi. Now, Biggs has been a hater of Pelosi since inception. Nancy Pelosi's lies has taken America backwards, and the whole country will be in big trouble. The time for Nancy Pelosi to resign is now. She's no longer capable of leading this country. It's way past time for Pelosi to leave her office as Speaker of the House, Mr. Biggs said. He also called upon our leaders in Congress to put forward the motion to vacate the chair that has been prepared and merely needs to be brought to the floor. Well, Pelosi's not going to let that happen. Article coming on out of the Federalist, and it's talking about how the media was pushing this unverified gossip to hide Trump's amazing economic and foreign policy achievements. Just hours before the official Bureau of Labor Statistics report on Friday morning, The Atlantic ran a story based on anonymous sources alleging that President Trump disparaged fallen U.S. soldiers during a 2018 trip to France. The claim was absurd, and Jeffrey Goldberg has now gone public saying that, yes, the story might be wrong. But officials and staffers who were there with the president on that journey and actually willing to identify themselves emphatically challenged the story. Even well-known Trump antagonist John Bolton debunked The Atlantic's ridiculous account, and ridiculous is the way to describe it. Realizing that casting doubt on the president's patriotism was a losing battle, on Sunday, the corporate press moved on to another smear campaign, this in time to hijack the Labor Day news coverage. In a lengthy essay, the New York Times blasted President Trump for allegedly being inconsistent with his approach toward China while building up Democrat presidential nominee Joe Biden as some sort of born-again anti-China hawk. Trump is now calling Watergate reporter Carl Bernstein a total nut job after Bernstein branded Trump a homicidal president organizing homicidal assemblies. So Bernstein slammed Trump as a homicidal president who was hosting homicidal assemblies with his indoor campaign rallies amid the COVID-19 pandemic. Meanwhile, Attorney General Barr is calling the mainstream media basically a collection of liars, and he's certainly correct on that one. Turning to our protests slash riots, and it seems like the majority of people now see them as riots, the majority of Americans who have seen anti-police violence in their community are turning to Trump. That's what polls are showing. This has been a disaster for the Democrats. And that's why Biden all of a sudden is out there with a whole bunch of commercials trying to make it look like he's going to be tough on the protesters. All righty. Apparently, there's been another incident where Black Lives Matter mob harasses white people eating dinner at an outdoor restaurant. This was in Philadelphia, and they were caught on video harassing white people eating dinner at this restaurant. Bad for the brand, people. It is bad for the brand. Now, the Department of Homeland Security has overwhelming intelligence that the nightly violence in Portland, Oregon, was organized by members of Antifa. An email obtained by CBS News reporter Catherine Herridge by Brian Murphy, former acting undersecretary for intelligence and analysis at the Department of Homeland Security, said in July that the violence had reached a level at which it could no longer be classified as opportunistic. Murphy said the violence was organized by individuals with an ideology categorized as violent, Antifa, anarchist inspired. All right. President Trump official is warning that left-wing hit squads are being trained across the country as the globalists maneuver to complete their worldwide takedown. And apparently this top Health and Human Services official working for Trump has warned of these hit squads being trained to carry out an armed insurrection if President Trump wins the election. Now, while the corporate media jumped on the story and claimed it was fake news, Americans should make no mistake about it. The globalist Democrat enemies of America would never, ever tell us if they're about to launch an extermination campaign against the American people. And there have been several articles today, which we linked to whatreallyhappened.com, where people are prognosticating that there's going to be incredible violence after the election, and it almost doesn't matter which one wins or loses here. Now, Black Lives Matter is bringing so-called protest parties to Trump supporters' home. Their Facebook account is still active, despite repeatedly posting the addresses of conservatives. So this is up in Milwaukee, and on Tuesday evening, a Trump supporter was arrested for holding a shotgun by the window of his own home as it was surrounded by a mob of far-left lunatics. And it turns out it wasn't this group's first time showing up at the home of a random person to protest and intimidate. On a Facebook page called Justice Tour 2020, Von L. Mays, a man who describes himself as Milwaukee's Malcolm X, has been posting personal information on Trump supporters. The page is littered with people's phone numbers, addresses, and calls for crowds to show up at their homes for protest parties. Facebook is showing a real bias in terms of who they're banning and who they're not. Tucker Carlson is blaming the Democrats for the ambush on the L.A. deputies because they tell people cops are evil agents of racist genocide. And Carlson has blamed the Black Lives Matter movement for the shooting ambush on two Los Angeles sheriff's deputies over the weekend, claiming that anti-police rhetoric prompted the attack. That Milwaukee man who brandished a shotgun inside a window of his home to scare off the Black Lives Matter supporters has been arrested for brandishing a gun. And once again, we're seeing how people who are trying to defend their homes against these mobs are being targeted by the liberal justice system in this country. There's been another case here where a gun owner used pepper spray on an attacker and still got charged with assault. Didn't even use his gun. All right. More politics. Sean Hannity and Lou Dobbs to be deposed in suit over Fox's coverage of the murdered DNC staffer. Two of the biggest names from the Fox Corporation are set to testify under oath in a lawsuit over a right-wing conspiracy theory that Russia did not hack the emails from Democratic National Committee that were released to help Donald Trump during the 2016 presidential campaign. Fox News star Sean Hannity was once his network's most prominent booster of conspiracy theories about murdered Democratic National Committee staffer Seth Rich, only stopping the rumor mongering after Rich's grieving parents publicly begged him to knock it off. A little bit of obvious bias in the writing of that story as well here. All right. Caitlin Johnston is out there saying that Democrats are ignoring the U.S. military's refutation of the Russian bounty story. Remember, a while back, they came out claiming that Russia was paying the Taliban to kill U.S. personnel. And that story went all over the place. Oh, bad Afghanistan, bad Taliban and everything. But the U.S. military has been unable to find any evidence that Russia paid bounties on U.S. troops to Taliban militants, confirming what was obvious to anyone who hasn't had their brainstem hijacked by mass media-induced Russophobia. 2 months after top Pentagon officials vowed to get to the bottom of whether the Russian government bribed the Taliban to kill American service members, the commander of troops in the region says a detailed review of all available intelligence has not been able to corroborate the existence of such a program here. Iran warns the United Arab Emirates and Bahrain they will bear severe consequences after they signed a historic peace deal with arch foe Israel. Now, interestingly enough, the corporate media is dismissing this accomplishment because, you know, it basically shows Donald Trump with a very strong hand in foreign policy. But they're describing it more as a business deal that opens up trade and tourism and like that. But, and they're trying to downplay it. But it is historic. It is causing problems in the UAE and Bahrain and even in Israel. But Hassan Rouhani, the Iranian president, blasted leaders of the two Arab states over the deal and accused them of forgetting their debt to the Palestinian people. This is not entirely accurate because one of the provisions in the deal that was just signed is that Israel is going to cease any more annexations. Good luck enforcing that one, but that is in there as well. So Hassani is out there. How could you reach your hands to Israel and then you want to give them bases in the region? All the severe consequences that would arise from this are on you. In recent weeks, the Iranian embassy in Pretoria is involved in the plot, they told Politico. All righty. Pompeo vows the U.S. will never let Iran acquire Russian and Chinese weapons. Weeks ago, the United States lost its bid to get the U.N. Security Council to extend the international arms embargo on Iran, which will expire October 18th. And now, on Tuesday, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is vowing to never let Iran acquire Chinese and Russian weapons, but it remains unclear precisely how he's going to make this happen. Okay. Offer discounts on American weapons, maybe? I seriously doubt it here. Apparently, Trump supporters in Jerusalem hold a march for Trump from the U.S. Embassy to the Old City following the Israeli peace agreements with Arab states. So it's a little divided over there in Israel. UAE official says U.S. mediation and assurance suspension of annexations will hold. The United Arab Emirates foreign minister said on Tuesday, the presence of the United States as a mediator of the country's deal to normalize relations with Israel assures him the suspension of further annexation of Palestinian lands will hold. Good luck on that one. I think you're being very, very naive here. During the White House ceremony on Tuesday, the United Arab Emirates and Bahrain officially established diplomatic relations with Israel. The signing of the U.S. brokered Abraham Accords formalizes decades of clandestine relations between Israel and the two Gulf states. U.S. President Donald Trump, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, Emirati Foreign Minister Abdullah bin Zayed Al Nahyan, and his Bahraini counterpart Abdullah bin Rashid Al Zayani all spoke before the signing. Apparently, during this, there were protests and rockets over in Israel. Okay. For some reason, they made a big deal out of the fact that Mrs. Netanyahu and Melania Trump were dressed in matching colors. Whatever here. President Trump is once again warning Iran of retaliation if they assassinate a U.S. ambassador. And on Monday, reports emerged that Iran was considering assassinating the U.S. ambassador to South Africa, Lana Marks, as retaliation for the killing of General Qassem Soleimani. U.S. officials have been aware of a general attack on the ambassador since spring, but the intelligence suggests the threat has become far more specific. Personally, I think it's Iran bashing. I think Iran would be very foolish to do such a thing. And again, we're just being flooded with propaganda to get us to hate the people the government want us to hate, whether it's Iran or China or Afghanistan or whoever. All right, we got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be back with more news after these few words.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an Energy Planner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Okay.
Seems to have had something cut off.
Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
Yes, the gremlins are back there, and probably it's a good time to remind everybody that Republic Broadcasting Network is in the middle of a fundraiser. As you could tell from recent events here, we have a need to upgrade and replace equipment that's wearing out, because we do put a lot of use on it, and we really do need your help. I mean, I even thought about putting Claire up on eBay to see how much bidding I could get on her. So the postal address to send a check, money order, or if you prefer anonymity cash, is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. The phone number for a credit or debit card donation is 800-724-2719, extension 3. The network thanks you. We're going to go ahead and take a phone call now from Joe in California. Hello, Joe. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Mike. You know, Mike, I was thinking as far as this perpetual fundraiser on RBN, and in order to save Claire, why not start up your magician career again? Put on some shows in Santa Claus. You could make a fortune.
Well, I thought about trying to get a job over at Holiday
too.
World.
I only asked for 20%. That's all.
Oh, okay. Only 20%. Well, my agent only got 10.
Well, what do you think? Is this a
believe it or not, I gave away or sold all my magic props when we left Oahu. All I've got left is a deck of cards.
Okay. All right. Mike, we got a very volatile situation, as you may know.
Yes.
You may have noticed in this country. I'm wondering, I don't know if you know this off the top of your head, how many servicemen, I'm not talking about weekend warrior National Guard, how many servicemen do we currently have in country?
I actually do not know that number, but it's not a lot. It's certainly not compared to, like, China.
So why, under these volatile, very unstable conditions, do we have our service men and women defending a very wealthy South Korea, whose economy is at least, I've heard, 50 times greater than that of North Korea? Why are they in Europe? Why aren't they here, or at least a big chunk of them here in the U.S.?
Well, remember, yeah, the regular military are banned from operating on the streets of America under posse comitatus. The only exception to that are the Marines.
Okay, because I have read, and I've also heard on True News, sometimes True News, they go a little bit overboard, but in fact, they were talking about, I don't know if you heard the story about this Michael Caputo, who just recently stepped down from his position. He was talking about a leftist insurrection, and I could actually see that happen. If Trump wins, even Trump wins in a landslide, and the Democrats do concede, I could see that happen, where they're ambushing police, they're attacking government buildings with Molotov cocktails, or even more advanced modern equipment that I'm sure they've been given. Because according to True News, there are camps all over this country where they're being trained.
Yeah. I've heard that too. You know, and I don't expect
Trump
the Democrats to concede the election. Even if Trump wins in a landslide, they're not going to concede. They're going to, you know, go for recounts. They're going to contest the election. They're going to drag it into the court system. And if they lose there, I mean, look at the violent reaction that followed Hillary's defeat in 2016 and imagine it multiplied by 10.
I mean, we just had those two sheriff deputies ambushed.
Yes.
Trump is definitely benefiting from all this, but I don't want to see this continuing. This is it's becoming terrifying.
Yes,
I'm dreading the election. I'm dreading what things are going to look like in November.
Yeah, I agree. I agree.
My neighbor, this older gentleman, he was asking me about buying guns. He's like, he's afraid that his house will be in danger.
Oh, gun sales have gone through the roof. In fact, the FBI's background check system broke down from the load.
I don't know. I feel like Trump, I think things have gotten completely out of hand. But I think he should have acted months earlier. If he does plan to act, I know Millie and Esper, they were against him, against any idea of using the military, using the National Guard. But this has just gotten completely ridiculous. I mean, this is the United States. We look like a banana republic, third world nation.
Well, you remember how early on, you know, they kept pushing the idea that these were all peaceful protests out there. And I think the trap that was set for Trump was that if he went on in and he sent in the National Guard or the military or whatever, the Democrats would denounce him as a dictator. Anyway, Joe, we got to let you go. We got to take another break here for commercials. We got more callers waiting on the line, 800-313-9443, and we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hi. homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you. And your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something by and by, rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no way, can't draw no pay.
Welcome back to our show here. We're going to go back to the phone to Joe in Nome, Alaska. Hello, Joe. Welcome. What's on your mind today?
Did you see that headline on Drudge with the supposed Trump ad? Support the troops with a picture with the Russian jets in the background?
Yeah, well, I didn't see it, but I heard about it.
Neither Drudge nor Politico that reported the story deigned to mention that those were Russian troops in that picture, too. And I had a... as Claire would put it, a palm-to-forehead moment. I'm going,
yes.
Finally, Russian collusion.
Yeah, I think somebody got inside and, you know, pulled a whammy on Donald Trump's campaign with that. I can't imagine his campaign making a goof like that.
Well, okay. Hey, that story on Venus, I needed a last word on that because that's totally Velikovskyan.
Yes.
If you had, you know, a planet or a moon that had life on it and it made a close approach to Earth and got scorched, at any rate, you'd have those same molecules in that atmosphere.
You mean the phosphine?
Yeah.
Well, okay. It's in our atmosphere because we have life on this planet and industrial activity, which is a sign of intelligent life. And, you know, it's great that everybody's excited over the life on Venus, but I'm wondering why we can't get people excited about life on Mars, especially after what we found on Viking back in 1976.
Well, I'm totally, I'm bored with you there.
Okay.
That stuff on my website back in the 90s. And yeah, we agree on a lot. but, you know, and I, with Joe down there in Cali, I'm in total agreement with him, okay? But you see, in my case, it's been a long time building.
Yes.
And it'll be a long time forgotten. And this is why it's history rhymes. It's because it's the artists, you know, that come up with the metaphors, and the metaphors turn into rhymes, and that's what's remembered, because they can't say the truth, or often it's too difficult to explain in a rhyme. At any rate, that was kind of encapsulating what I started out talking about yesterday. So,
okay. Yesterday. All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch over to David in Boston. Hello, David. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah. Hi, Michael. Can you hear me okay?
Hi. I can hear you fine. You're on the air.
Oh, okay. I'm on a train. Right. I guess the guy sent you an email yesterday about my call. I couldn't believe how I was misconstrued by him. How he ever equated my call supporting the righteous cause of the oppressed Palestinian people, occupied Palestinian people, with Black Lives Matter. I condemn Black Lives Matter. I support innocent Black lives. But I condemn the Marxist Black Lives Matter organization. I just happened to make the parallel between that they neither the Intifada or this uprising here in America with people in Black Lives Matter that you know, the thing they have in common is they mostly throw projectiles, you know, just rocks and bricks and maybe in a Molotov cocktail. That's the only thing. How he drew the conclusion that it got me wondering, Mike, is that the type of thing that you talk show hosts refer to sometimes as a troll, someone who trolls, you know?
Trolls or shills, and we get a lot of them.
Yeah, because it's hard for me to believe someone would be that stupid. It almost seems like he intentionally, like, completely mischaracterized my call. But, hey, listen, I've been thinking about that term, people being Palestine, and you know, I was thinking of Senator Paul Wellstone, Minnesota, the only senator, and of course he was a Jewish American, a great man, evidently. He was the only one who voted against Daddy Poppy Bush's invasion of Iraq, and I believe he was Palestine. Then I think we can go back to CIA Director William Colby. I'm pretty sure he was Palestine, and then we have Chief of Naval Operations, Admiral Jeremy Mike Porter, and I'm pretty sure he was Palestine. And then, Mike, it gets kind of, this is almost humorous and everything, it's kind of ironic, but actually, when Yasser Arafat and Yitzhak Rabin shook hands, and they were afraid peace might break out and everything, I think that both of them were Palestine. I think, you know, ironic. Enough, I think probably Yitzhak Rabin even was Palestine, along with, they say, Yasser Arafat stuff, it was under very mysterious circumstances. And I was thinking even the old Olga Saddam Hussein, I think, was Palestine. And then I got a good laugh. God got a good laugh out of me. I know you don't believe in him, but God say, you know, Jesus Christ really started something, didn't he, with this being Palestine.
Yes.
Jesus Christ, he really started something, Mike, you know? Even if he was just, as they say, a Galilean revolutionary or whatever, there probably was a man, a humble carpenter, Galilean revolutionary that was crucified. But he really started something, Mike, you know?
Yes, he did.
Yeah, then I think, Mike, that even I, and of course you can relate to this because we're about the same age, but I think the heroes of the hippie era, like Jim Morrison and Janis Joplin and Ricky Nelson and Jimi Hendrix, and they were scared to death that, oh, I got to get off here. They were scared to death that peace was going to break out. So they had to be Palestine, like all our heroes, you know, back in the peace movement and peace and love movement and everything. So I'm sure if we all put our heads together, we can think of just hundreds and even thousands of people who have been Palestine. And there's a lot more people that are going to be Palestine. And people like CIA Director James Woolsey, he became such a servile sycophant of the Zionist state and everything, because he didn't want to go the way of William Colby, CIA Director William Colby. And so that's why he became such a servile, you know. But I'm sure somebody else is going to be Palestine really soon, you know. And so I don't know. We it's just giving us a harvest of death. This Zionism, Mike, it has to die, because if Zionism doesn't die, this harvest of death is just going to continue. And we just can't allow that over my dead body. This harvest of death with Palestine and all these people, not to mention all the innocent people, of course, that are killed. The millions of, you know, even Madeleine Albright's with half a million Iraqi children that died because they couldn't even get medicine to stop their diarrhea. I mean, they were all Palestine. Yeah, so, but anyways, Mike, I just can't believe how that, he must have been a troll, because no one could be that stupid to think that, and anyone that's ever heard my calls, I can, as I say, I condemn Black Lives, the Marxist Black Lives. I support all the innocent Black Lives, Mike. That's why I stand up for Jacob Blake. He might have just been reaching for his license and registration. I mean, how the heck do we know? But whatever was going on, he didn't deserve to be shot in the back seven times like that. They could have shot out his tires and in front of his children. I really stand up for innocent Black Lives, but I condemn Black Lives Matter as an organization. But thanks so much, Mike, for taking my call, okay?
You got it.
Continue to listen for the rest of the show. Aloha.
Aloha. Thank you very much, David. We're going to switch over to Glenn in Philadelphia. Hello, Glenn. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I wanted to be first to the auction to place a bid of $1 million for Claire.
Well, I'm sure she'll be very flattered, but I'm afraid that whole idea has already been vetoed by the boss.
Oh, because all she'd have to do is divorce you, move to Pennsylvania, marry me. I'm still kind of working on the financing, but I'm assuming that'll go through without a hitch. Then Claire and RBN would be sitting pretty, but don't you worry. I've got a female neighbor friend who's putting in a bid of $25 for you.
Ah, okay. Well, that's certainly more than had been bid for me before.
All right. So it could all work out. So just make sure you get up there. I'll tell you, I'm just afraid I'm starting a bidding war that I can't, you know.
Well, like I said, the whole idea has already been vetoed by the boss.
Oh, darn. All right. Well, thank you.
All right. Thanks an awful lot here. And we're going to switch over to Don in Arizona. Hello, Don. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Don in Arizona, are you there? We lost him. And let's go over to Nathan in Northern California. Hello, Nathan. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, hi, Michael. I called in a couple of weeks ago and talked about Kenosha, Wisconsin, the shooting there with a kid on the street.
Yes.
Did you get a video from me about that 2 weeks ago?
I think so, yes. And
yeah. Well, it wasn't under my name, but yeah. Now did you see the director?
No, I didn't see that.
Well, then you didn't get the video then. Anyway, well, let me describe again what I'm talking about here. The first thing you do is to screen capture an event. then you put it into your movie maker. Now, the best example that I can give you as to how to do this, this is how truthers expose some of these hoaxes. There's a video on YouTube about the Boston bombing. So what you do is you punch in Boston bombing and then click it, all right? And then a whole bunch of videos come up, and it says, about the 10th one, it says, never before seen videos show Boston Marathon explosions in bombing trial. Now, in this video, they describe a sporting goods store and the window being blown out.
Yes.
So you screen capture the window being blown out. Then you put it into your movie maker and you run it at half, one quarter, or one eighth speed. Now what you see is the glass is shattering, but you can still read the writing on the window. And there is no glass on the floor. So this is fake CGI, okay? It is totally fake. I mean, it's just another aspect of the Boston bombing, you know.
Well, you know, what doesn't make sense is if somebody's going to fake a shot like that, why have the glass come out, which implies the explosion was inside the sporting goods store, as opposed to having the glass cave in? And
I don't know, but it's the wrong type of glass, too. I mean, they have weathered glass or layered glass for store windows, and this is just like regular glass from a, you know, from a house. I mean,
well,
they got it all wrong.
Not all store windows are layered glass. Some are, some are not.
Really? Oh, okay.
Yeah, really.
Well, regardless,
the expense. I mean, it's mandated for cars, you know, for windshields and stuff, but it's not mandated for storefronts, and you know, it is very expensive. And so whoever built the building probably said, you know, we're going to go with the lower cost.
Well, you can still read the lettering on the window, and you don't see any glass on the floor. I mean, the whole that was a whole fake explosion. And what I wanted to tell you is that do that same method with these LA police officers. Okay, and what you're going to see is that you don't see any muzzle flash from the gun. You don't see any smoke. They got the wrong angle of the guy. You know, he's got his shorts down to his ankle. It looks like it was done by a 14-year-old whacked out of his mind on weed. I mean, and a 1980s surveillance camera. I mean, this L.A. shooting, you know, of these deputies looks so fake. When you slow it down and you really look at it, and you see his arm extend about a foot and a half, and it's just like, my God, can't you people do any better than that? So I just wanted to tell you that, you know, what I think is going on is Obama, Soros, they are staging these shootings. They are getting you to believe that these things are happening when, you know, maybe not everything, but quite a few things are fake. So that's my
Well, we know quite a few things are fake. Certainly the Boston bombing was a fake. And
yes, it was. It was just 9/11 was a fake. Yeah.
Yes.
A couple of puff bombs with amputee actors and red fake blood, and we can go on and on and on about it for about, you know, 2 hours. The last thing I wanted to say, and I'll get off, but Jim Fetzer has wanted to use a couple of my clips in this get-together that's coming up in October in Austin, Texas. You know, it's Question Everything. And I just wanted you to know I've been making part-time truther videos since Sandy Hook. I've had videos on YouTube that have reached over 60,000 views. And, you know, this isn't my first rodeo doing this kind of stuff. I mean, I've been around the block, and I've seen all kinds of fakery, and I've discovered all kinds of fakery, and it's just disgusting what they're doing. And, you know, people want to believe it's real, fine, but I think Alex Villanueva is lying about these police officers being shot. They're just fine, and I better go before you kick me.
All right. Well, thank you very much here for the phone call. And, you know, we're going to disagree on some of these areas here and the methodology, but certainly we agree that the Boston bombing was definitely a false flag operation. And I remember seeing one of the explosions live on TV when it was first being reported and thinking it looked like a pyrotechnic shot like we would use in a movie. Anyway, we got to take another break for commercials. We got another caller waiting on the line. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
The money, honey, we got the bombs. We'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up in L1. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. If you got the money, well, we won't say we did.
Welcome back to our show here. We're going to go back to the phones to Joe in Tennessee. Hello, Joe. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. I'm your third Joe of the day here. But,
yeah, I noticed we got to start a club for you guys.
Yeah, I wanted to get the third in a row, but they had some other guys there, but that's all right. You know, I was Trump made a tweet yesterday about the Drudge Report, which has become pretty much unreadable. It definitely has a leftist bias now. And I don't know why, but he at the end of his tweet, he said, you know, everybody's leaving Drudge and they're going to Revolver News. And I'm like, well, I never even heard of Revolver News. I figured, you know, I'm pretty clued in. So I went there, and I was pretty surprised because the site that Trump is recommending is very popular. I mean, I got to say, going through it, I was like, George Bush or Romney, none of those neocon-type Republicans would ever recommend a site like this. I mean, they've got stories about George Soros and Black Lives Matter. And I mean, I recommend any of your listeners to check it out, Revolver News. I checked it out. I've never seen it before. So it was interesting to me that the President of the United States would recommend a site like this, because it's definitely not too much of an establishment-type site. It's more populist, and it tells me that maybe Trump is not just spouting populism. Maybe he believes it, which would be a good sign. I mean, if the President of the United States goes to this site every day, I'd be happy, because he's going to get some news stories and some information that he's not going to get through the other establishment channels. So
okay,
I'm
Joe,
very pleased by that. Yes.
Joe, can you give us the exact URL? Because I went to revolvernews.com and it was a gun site.
How do I get the https://www.revolver.news? That's it.
Oh, revolver.news. Okay, that was my mistake.
Yeah, so anyway, you go there and say, you know, remember, this is the President of the United States. Now, he's not going to be able to give a site like Daily Stormer or something about Zionism. So if you expect any, I know a lot of your callers call and criticize Trump because he's such a big Zionist. But you're not going to really get anything, which was, personally, I don't think it would be smart of him to do that, because that would just get mm-hmm. him in a lot of trouble. But I think, you know, as far as nudging people further to the right, this is a good site for that. And I'm very pleased that the president would recommend a site like this, personally. I've been thinking about, like, over the last 3 years, Trump, 3.5 years, a lot of your callers and what the major complaints have been. And I'd say they fit into the one of three categories. One, like wars, you know, the generally, just in general, war and peace. And I think Trump, for the presidency, has done a good job. I mean, I wasn't happy about his bombing in Syria, but I was happy that he notified them and the Russians that was going to happen. And I wasn't that fond of them bombing Soleimani, but he was in Iraq, so that they didn't. It's not like he bombed Iraq. So I used to give Obama credit, because he kept us out of a major war with Iran, and I can't say that Trump has done a good job as far as any major wars. No war with North Korea, Syria, and a lot of things have quieted down, actually. So,
it does seem like they're quieting down, especially in Afghanistan. Joe, we're going to have to let you go. We got to take a break here for station identification. We'll be back with hour number two after these two words.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
This is RBN.
The Republic Broadcasting Network.